Welcome to Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies. Imagine overlooking a quiet meadow near Homer in October. The air is cold enough to sting just a little, the leaves have mostly dropped, and then you hear it. A low, guttural grunt that doesn't sound like anything else. Suddenly, a massive bull moose steps into view, antlers wide like a crown. Another quickly emerges. What happens next is part ballet, part battle, and part soap opera. This time of year in Kachemak Bay, moose are in the middle of their rut, or mating season. Bulls square off, cows gather in groups, and the entire forest feels charged with a kind of restless energy. We tend to imagine moose as solitary, slow-moving animals, but autumn tells a different story. It's a season of gatherings, shifting dynamics, and surprising strategies. Biologists who study Kenai moose describe the rut as both predictable and unpredictable. Predictable because it happens every fall, usually late September into October. But unpredictable because no two encounters look the same. Big bulls, weighing up to 1,600 pounds, clash head to head. Their antlers lock, they shove with brute strength, and often, at least one walks away injured. But more often, the outcome is decided before antlers even touch. A bull might size up his rival by engaging in intense displays, including pawing the ground and thrashing his antlers against shrubs, to ultimately decide it isn't worth it. Sometimes the smaller or younger bull gets a chance when the larger or older one is distracted elsewhere. And cows don't simply wait passively. They move among groups, choosing mates and influencing the drama. Ecologists point out how costly this season is. Bulls stop eating for days at a time, losing hundreds of pounds even while their neck muscles double in size. Cows, on the other hand, are making choices that will determine next spring's calves. And once the rut ends, everyone shifts focus quickly, because winter is coming and survival takes precedence. Watching moose in the rut reminds me that nature doesn't always fit into neat categories. Labels like dominant and submissive, or winner and loser, don't capture the messy, fluid reality. What I notice instead is how roles can shift in an instant. Who holds power? Who gets chosen? Who steps aside? It's all more dynamic than it seems at first glance. For me, it's a reminder about relationships in my own life. They're not fixed either. Sometimes I lead, sometimes I follow, sometimes I simply stand back and watch. Autumn moose remind me that strength can look like holding ground or like knowing when to step aside. Next time you hear that deep moose grunt echoing through the fall woods around Homer, remember, it's not just a fight, it's a gathering. A fleeting, unpredictable dance before winter arrives. This is Lillian Wingler, and this has been Kachemak Currents, brought to you by the Center for Alaskan Coastal Studies, which has been connecting you with the nature of Kachemak Bay through education and stewardship for over 40 years.